Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Angela Morancy, a member of the Centre de Justice de Proximité Côte Nord, the CJPCN, an organization that offers free legal information to the residents of the North Shore Territory. Hi, Angela.
Hi there.
Nice to have you back, and a new topic today for our listeners.
Yes. So today we're actually going to be looking at contracts for services. A contract for service is a contract by which a provider of services agrees to provide a service to a client in exchange for payment. There are different types which could have different rules pertaining to them, but today we're going to be actually focusing on contractors in the field of construction.
Ooh, very interesting, because I'm sure some people at some point in their life have had a contractor involved, whether they're building a home or renovations and so forth. So this is a great topic. So maybe I'll get right into the first question. So sure. What is a contract with a contractor?
So the relationship between a contractor and the client may be identified by the Quebec Civil Code as a contract for services, as I was initially saying. And to be qualified as a contract for services, the contractor maintains independence and can choose how she should provide the services. So, yes, the client can tell the contractor what he wants, oversee the progress and expresses preferences regarding the result. But what makes a contract with a contractor a contract for services is that the client cannot tell the contractor how she should provide the service. It is this independence that is the main difference between a contract for services and an employment contract. So a contract of employment has a link of subordination, whereas there is an independence in a contract of services.
Interesting. And if the contract is not a boss or employee relationship, how does the client receive the service they want?
So despite there not being a subordination, the contractor still has responsibilities to uphold and has to take all reasonable means to provide the product the client requests. So under the contract, the contractor must work carefully, act in the client's best interest, make sure the work is performed on time and in keeping with the contract, and follow the rules, the standards, and the guidelines of construction. So although the client cannot try to exert control over the contractor and how she provides the project, the contractor still has responsibilities towards the client. So the contractor must keep the client informed, meaning before the contract is entered into, the contractor must provide the client with all useful information about the project. So that's including the materials and the time required. This way, the client has an idea of the cost and can decide whether or not to commit to the project as illustrated. The contractor must also keep the client informed of the progression of the project and expenses incurred during the performance of the contract, so the client can evaluate objectively and settle any concerns. Also, the contractor must inform the client when she realizes that the project will cost more than what was discussed, that the nature of the service has changed, or that it will take longer than expected. This lets the client decide what he wants to do in light of this new information. A contractor who has given a cost estimate, for example, cannot just bill a higher amount at the end of the contract without giving those information.